Okay. I think we're holding the Dover Zay Yadua, Lemisha Dehafish, and Mechach and Vadasin Hamakam Zay. Yeah? I think that's what I'm talking
about.
Yes. Umikomakom, he says. And Mikomakom, Kashem Sharor Sheyir Nikra Seyde Kachim Chachma, the Fimadregas Akdusheva Chachma, but Zay Daf Geroy Sheynikra Chachma, Loya Chachma Dover Shulamata Mimenu. So just like real Chachma should apply to something that is kachim, in other words, it's a certain madrega. Kachroy shnikra das he divi in otara shatari od madrega yosef asoga. Let me just speak out one point here. He says chachm is really roy. Should only call some of that madrega, and tara is that madrega. Let's take an example in some other discipline. For instance, a lawyer. Can work for a pencil company and tell them where they can sell pencils, where they can sell pencils, and so on and so forth. And we would say this person is a lawyer because he's applying law to different things. But I wouldn't call this person that his field is jurisprudence. I would say, well, it's law as it's applied to this pencil company, and that's that. Somebody who's teaching legal theory in university, I would call him as somebody whose field is jurisprudence and so on. Chachma and Das can apply itself to minutia, to other areas, and that is the Chachma in that area. It's like the counsel of a firm that's doing something else, and he's the counsel for the firm. But something that is chachma be'etzim, that's something that applies most specifically to a realm that's osek in chachma, and that would be kachim, because it's got that abstract level of pure chachma. Now he says, just like chachma should only apply to something that is of the atadrega, kachroy she nikra das hayidim yatara. So, kachim deals, even though it's ritual, which is not exactly a physical entity, but it deals with the kind of very specific, do this carbon, that carbon, the other carbon, whereas Tara deals with things that are really completely beyond anything, and that's why it's a lot more pure das. You have a Gemara in Sanhedrin where they told Rabbi Akiva, why are you busy with Agadata? Why don't you osek in the Goyim Vaholos? Which implies that the Goyim Vaholos is like the epitome of other Chachma. Shataru Dova Nidlove Negashmi. Tara is something that's completely disassociated from anything physical. Vatari Dova Beis Baruch Shmoy Lagami. I want to add one more thing to the mix. You have the first time Das is used in the Torah, it's Eitz Hadas Tovara or Vayedar Meschava, but Das is Eitz Hadas Tovara. Tov and Ra are really the most abstract concepts we have, because there's a level where my words are simply describing the physical reality that my senses pick up. Hard, soft, bright, dark, noisy, quiet. That's the lowest level of knowledge, so to speak. And all it is simply a summation of what my senses have felt. There is a higher madrega, which is sort of, I work out the laws of something, the physics of something, which is, it's abstract because the concept of structure is abstract, but it is the structure of the physical realities. So the laws of physics all deal with physical realities, but it's the abstraction thereof. It's the system, the and so on. And finally, we have something which is Tovara relates to nothing in this world. good deeds and bad deeds have zero translation in this world, and therefore that's a madrig of das of tovera. Let's add a knage. We spoke last time how come this is called das, and so on. So let's explain why this of all things is called das. The normal explanation, normal meaning of the word das is the tangible knowledge. And the example would be, you know, I can tell you people are starving in Africa, and that's fine, you know that, and so on. But until you don't actually experience it, it's not tangible to you. A person who's been there and seen it and felt it and so on, lived it, experienced it, is really turned on by it, and that's when it's called das. So das is when abstract knowledge of the mind becomes a very, very palpable type of knowledge, and so on. But let's go a step further. So when we come to something like tov and ra, so to me it's a shacharuch. Is this good or bad? It's good. It's bad. Why? Because shacharuch says so. I can't say that I feel kedusha. I have any sensual contact. Even if I know the halacha 100%, my level of knowledge is kind of up in the air. When a person has a very, very strong sense of it, das tov ra, that's what the Rambam says. Tov and ra before the chet were abstract entities. It's like shatness for us. Having shatness, wearing shatness, not wearing shatness, simply is it wool, is it woolen, is it wool and linen? That's all that's important to me. I don't feel embarrassed when I wear shatness, and I don't feel good when I don't wear shatness. That's what it is. Things like taiva, like arayas, I feel terribly ashamed. I feel terribly guilty. It's something which to me has become very much part of my metzias, and that's why tov and ra are very tangible metzias. And das tov ra means that tov ra would now become part of myself. I have a tremendous craving for ra. And it says, "Mayim gdubim yimtochu." Doing averis is extremely scintillating and enjoyable and pleasant, and it's also very shameful and depressing and so on. So the fact that an abstract thing like toiv and ra became so tangible to me is a sign of this is das tov ra. So he says, so taharis and tumah taharis. You have all sorts of stories of rebbes that they could tell if something was tamei tor chavetz chayim. Wouldn't eat something, didn't know any wine, and they checked it and it wasn't kosher. It was because for them, kosher and not kosher had become a lot more. It's like you could smell it. There's that type of feel for it. It says that Lasid Lavo, Mashiach, it says Varichoi, B'yiras Hashem, he will be able to smell the truth out due to his Yiras Hashem. So it's something that the Gemara says the marich v'do'in, he can smell the blood and tell immediately if it's nida or not nida. Well, lekach nikra idea b'zeh aprat hu shekana madregas hadas loy mi shekana idea b'dovah shu madregal matazeh u'b'zeh teida ke'elu beiz dvorim shem achochma das gam kein derech harishay ki hadas yoysa sichli. You know, he's speaking over here that in each one of these, it's three madregas, and each one has subdivisions, one a lower madrega, one a higher madrega. Ki hadas yoysa sichli, v'dava zeyadu l'mishem evin dvarim elu. And this is, it's placed in many places. V'hinei ha'kosuv oyla milamata milamala. So the pasuk is going from the bottom up. Zroyim Moed, Noshim Zikin, and Kochim Taris. Ad Ashnaim Achronim im Chochma Das, Shneim Chochma Mufshetes, Val Seide Zem Yisodim Shisha Sidre, Shedivru Bechol Chotem Metzias. So the Shisha Sidre Mishnah really sort of encompassed the entire Metzias from top to bottom, from the most physical and tangible to the most abstract and intangible. V'oma, Av Ki Yesh B'yore Kol HaChochmes, Eina chochmas ba'atzem ika b'shoz kima nefesh. So that's what Chazal say over there. So even if the person has it all, it's not lasting. It's not what keeps the nefesh forever. Avkeim hechshukas madrega yosel yoyna, even though they're a stepping stone for getting a higher madrega, mikom akoyim ein ze etzem akim and itzke b'atzmoy. Ke etzem akim ashev yisbarach polvad. Asho nois na mitzias lakoyim la diadvekas ba yisbarach. Vezeo sh'oma shu moshel limi sh'oma l'shluch helle chitim l'aliyah lo sesem v'oitze v'helloi. Vomla imarafta shom kav chumtin asho amaymer kayim satfu mutav vimla mutav sh'leisa. Vekach mishayim b'yerushamayim shal yodu akim b'yisbarach v'lo ha'avu kashadov ze yadua n'maskilim. So he says two things. First of all, the kiyum is Yerushalayim, and as opposed to the chochmah itself, what keeps it is Yerushalayim. And he says, and it's yira rather than av. Why? As we could understand it simply that you need to have the inspiration and so on. So why is it yira rather than av? So he explains, ki mi sheish bi Yerushalayim hu davak legami boy, v'loy kein ha'av. Afki adovak by Yisbarach, ein machshev atzmoi, ki ilu ein loy mitzias, v'rakshu mischabalof v'shnei avim shem schabim zel azeh. Aval ayira mipnei she hayore me'ach ein machshas mikulum, v'vartu mitzusa yitzal acha, kashem v'vartu mitzusa yitzal Hashem Yisbarach, nimtza she mitzias mitzal atzmoi, v'rak ma'she Hashem Yisbarach. V'zeo kiyumo bevaday, ke ilu imsorim shum kimloy by Yisbarach. So he says like this, if we're to ask ourselves what in this world has a kiyum, so we're going to say the following. HaKadosh Baruch was called Havaya Yudkei Vavkei because it means existence. HaKadosh Baruch is existence. Everything else exists in a very temporary phase and disintegrates. Every rotting and disintegrating is a cessation of existence as such. So anything, the closer something is to being divine or divine-like or of divine nature, the more it is something that is that has mitzias and kiyum. The further something is, then it's something which is going to go away from there, and it's going to, in as much as something has its own kiyum, it has very little kiyum and a much more ephemeral kiyum. So Yiras Hashem, now Ava and Yiras is as follows. Ava predicates that there's a me, and the me wants you. Ava is a me-focused emotion. If I love you, then it's a statement about me. If I'm in awe of you, if I am overwhelmed by you, what I'm saying is that in your presence or due to you, my existence is really kind of bottled to your existence. That's the statement I'm saying. I'm saying you overshadow me, overwhelm me, I'm subsumed under you, and so on. So Yira is a type of bonding that is other-centered as opposed to Ava. So in Yira, why am I doing this? Because your will dominates. In Ava, why am I doing it? Because I want. So the difference between the two is what becomes emphasized, the I or the you? So since in Yira the you is emphasized, so wherever there's Yira Shemayim, it's Miskayim because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because I'm saying this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzin. So the value that I attribute to the Chachma and the Das that I have is not because it's interesting or not because whatever it is, it's my idea. It's because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias overwhelms me. Umi sheish bechachma veibu Yerushalayim u yoseh ra. A person that has chachma without Yerushalayim is worse. Shachochma hisiba lehefsit kasher makir boyrei benayar mipanav. Vedovazet mevuav mukomas harbidei v'chachami. Let's give an example. If I think of something, if I have an idea, any type of chachma that I have is making me superior to the other person. It's making myself much more conscious of myself, and so on. If, let's say, I heard you say something, and I think about it, and I say, wow, that was really bright. And then I think more about it, and I say, wow, you meant so much in that statement. The further I probe, the more I know, the more I understand, the more I'm sort of overwhelmed by you. So a person who has chachma, so just like scientists, if a scientist studies the world, whether it's physics, biology, cosmology, whatever, and it has no Yirat Shamayim, he's not starting off with the point of it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, then every bit of chachma makes him a lot more confident about himself, a lot more self-assured, and divorces his metzias from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Today we know so much, we know everything, we don't need God, we don't need to come on to God, and so on. Where a person is studying of his self, and the person is, where the person is sort of starting with the premise of this HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, the more he learns, the more understands, the more he feels his batlos klapei the Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First, as Chacham with no Yirat Shamayim, he's split himself off from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Achas sheroy leisto dveikus boy, shrei dveikus mukach haChachma. Chachma should have given me the dveikus Kadosh Baruch Hu, because Chachma is the line that leads from me to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Avim ein boy Chachma v'alachach yitzro. Hinei onifad min Hashem yisparach, kashi yesh lo richuk ba'atz min Hashem yisparach. Av zeh sheroy v'sachon shilakir Hashem yisparach. Usome itay v'davo zeh v'adeser rav v'lachos zeh. Let's say there's somebody who's only interested in running after his taivas. So fine, so I run after my taivas. I don't expect to find God there. I'm my own little world, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. But it's nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So fine, it's neither here nor there. But if I take chachma, which is supposed to, so there's hope for the guy who's basically spending his time just drinking around or doing just patching around, and I sit down with him, I say, can this be all that man is, and so on, and I give him chachma as the lifeline to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he may pick me up on it and follow through. But if the person has chachma and the chachma has become a chetimtza to go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there's nothing there. Then Adrabah, it's counterproductive. This is a mashal. It's like you have the inner keys without the outer keys. Birze, ki mi shem yer shemayim hareyu nifrad din Hashem yisparach. V'achas shu nifrad v'nivlo mi'itoi, ma madreig al yerne pnimis yikne, shachoch mi yikne al yerne madreig al yerne pnimis. V'achas shesh arich ma yisparach ma yikne. So if he's apart from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the chachm in the world is not bringing him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So really, the Yirat Shamayim is the Aleph. What I'm trying to do with the Chachma is to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if there's no Yirat Shamayim there, then the person, then he hasn't gotten off the first step. He hasn't taken the first step yet. Machir Reb Yanai, same Gemara there. Chaval les beis of it, beis of it. Woe unto the person who doesn't have a house but he has the entrance way to the house. Pirush, ki yirah shamayim oisle bayis etz Hashem yisbarach. The place to dwell is yirah shamayim. Shle yirah Hashem yisbarach v'sham beisay mashkanay. So it's very interesting in the flipping around of the mishalim over here. In the first mashal, come in. In the first mashal, the yira was the delas pnimis, the gizba, the yira was the chitzainis, and aftech was the pnimis. Here he's flipping it around and he's saying the bias is the yira, and the shar is the chachma. Now this mashal is much more profound. There's a saying about Muslims to say that the mind is a pen, a stylus with which to inscribe on the heart. In other words, when a person is misamik in chachma, the kibbutz HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the sense of godliness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he has. I'm in awe that, you know, this great God that I'm thinking of is before me. That is the tzura of the yira. So it's the chachma. The first mashal, it's yiras is my destination. So I need, you know, I need to put yira reishis chachma yira Hashem. If I'm not learning, if I don't perceive my chachma as a way of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's the point of it? Here he's saying a deeper point. He's saying the learning, the purpose of learning is to build in my mind a havan and tefis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pirush ki yira shemayim oisle bayis Hashem yisbarach. The yira hu im Hashem yisbarach v'shom beisir mishkanay. Kashem yisbarach hu mokum bayis akol im tsoyim shedvek me yisbarach. Because she ain't like bias, that she ain't like base dira klal. Achis baruch mokum akol, who osa who osa shala bias. Vezeh achochma shekar shah. Shadei achochma is aldom koyma regos yesh asom yisbarach, ashu beisoy. So what's the point to make a shah? Lekachu deim vish ain't like bias. Vois le shah shu hechsha bias. Kilom le hechsha achshika bias ain't like. So to use chochma, which is only a means for something, and it's not bringing him to anything, that there's no point in that. Hare biar b'chochmosam sha'chochmo echshu b'lvad ve'im koinim zanesos me'atzmoy. So this is very distinct, and the truth is, if we think about it, today in the Western world, in the Western culture, we definitely admire and worship chachma. It's something that's very positive, and you know, universities are presenting it as such. And it try as they may, they seem to place the end dargish on chachma itself. Therefore, even if there's nothing that comes out of the chachma, chachma itself is a closeness to something beyond, to God, like he says. That's very much the mashal that he's giving. It's this is the philosophers that he's dealing with. Their picture was a sort of a picture that if you have chachma-like, if you have an understanding that is of great principles, that in itself is nitzchias. And that's not the way we understand it. So they had a crude way, a sort of metaphysical way of saying that if your mind understands the great principles are forever, so your mind is forever. That understanding is forever, which is what he's knocking so strongly. So, but we have it in a different way. We just say that this is the be-it-all of everything, this is the end of everything, and just being very wise and knowledgeable and understanding is it. Our understanding is not like that. Our understanding is, this is the shar, when I need to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's give another example. If I hire a comedian to do a night to do a performance. So the I'm interested in his wit and his wisdom or whatever, his wit, his lines, his humor, his mannerisms, as an end for itself, and that's it. That's all it is. When I am meeting a person and I want to befriend the person, so the wit and the humor and everything about it, it's just a way to introduce me to his person. Somewhere along the line, I want to build a kesher with the person, and I do that through conversation, through talking, through the wit, through the, you know, everything about it. And therefore, he says, So Yerushalayim is—it's not just the fear; it's the awareness of. It's the fact that I live in a world surrounded by the sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zehu amitas das ha'Torah v'etzar b'yosef. I want to add another knach about this concept of Yira being the Etzem Bayis and the Etzem Presence of Kadosh Baruch Hu and so on. I want to add a point. Let's give a mashal. Let's say I tell you, I'm a person who had the fortune to know Gedolim. So I say, great, let's hear. Say, well, when I was 3-4 years old, I was by the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish played with me. And he liked me a lot, and we spent an hour playing, I don't know, some sort of game or something. So that was a Chazon Ish. Or I was 6 years old, and the Chazon Ish learned some Pesukim of Chumash with me, or whatever. I can't say that I knew the Chazon Ish, because my knowledge of him is as great as my appreciation of him. And so if my scope of appreciation is that he played ball with me, so that's that. Nothing more. If my appreciation of him is that we learned a few, trust me, an olive base, well, that's the chasnish that I have. Your what you have is the level to which you appreciate. Yiras Hashem is the appreciation of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, his greatness. It's his greatness that invokes a sense of awe, overwhelming awe. So my kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the level at which I'm enveloped in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it really is measured by the year. So year in this case would be almost synonymous with appreciation, because the more I appreciate Gadlus Yisparuch, the more I have a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the greatness and the Yira is one and the same, which is greatness. Okay, we'll hold it here. I assume next